You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. Have you ever wanted to make something but you didn't have the tools or know where to begin? City of Sydney hosting weekly makerspace sessions this month with experts to help show you how to bring a simple idea or project that you'd like to explore, set it up, and they will give you the tools and the talent to make such a thing a reality. Here to talk more about it, Head of Libraries Programs and Learning, Leonie Hancock. Leonie, are you there? Do you read me?
Hello, Danny. I am here. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. For those of us who are new to the term, like me, could you explain what a makerspace is?
Sure. It is exactly what you think it is. It is a space where you can make things. It's a really great space because it's been set up ideally for construction and crafting and building and experimenting and tinkering. So it's got flat workspaces that you can use to build stuff, and it's got all kinds of tools and kits there at the ready. So everything you need is right there in the room to help you build your creation.
And so not only does it sound fun, but there's obviously benefits there for the community as well.
Oh, sure. I think it's a really great space, especially when you look at inner city living and, not everybody can have a massive garage, makerspace, place to tinker of their own in their home. So I think it's really important that we've got these places where people can come together, you can meet people in your community, you can learn new skills, and you've got the space and the tools there ready for you to, have that aspect to your life.
And you've obviously got tools and equipment that you won't find in most people's garages either.
Why, yes, we do. We've got some pretty cool kit in there. We've got a laser cutter. We've got die cutters. We've got soldering kits. We've got 3D printers.
You got a 3D printer?
Handles. We do. I think we have more than one, so that's quite a few.
Oh, wow. What have you made with the 3D printer?
What have I made? So I've made, don't laugh now, I've made a little toy monkey topper for my pencil, which was really super fun. I think one of the nice things about this makerspace is that it's designed for really people who are wanting to learn a new skill. So there's lots of, if you don't have an idea of your own, there's lots of really little fun kit projects that the facilitators there can give you to try. So if you just want to understand, like, how does that work? How do you 3D print something? You can go to one of the workshops and learn, like, how do you design the thing you want? And if you don't know what you want, they've got some examples there for you. And then you learn the process right through the steps to actually printing it on the machine.
And what are some of the projects that have been created there at the Makerspace so far? What are the cool things that people are making?
So there are some workshops where it's a set thing that you learn how to make. So we've got some where you can learn how to do life casting, which is like making a mold of, a part of your body. Ooh. You can learn how to build a digital radio. You can take a really cool course in robot kinetic arms. You can also do one of my favorites is the prototyping course, where it isn't a specific thing. It's more if you come in with a concept, the facilitator will take you through how you can actually build an initial prototype, a really quick, dirty, fast prototype of your concept, and then figure out what works and what doesn't, and then build a more robust version, and then an even more solid version, and take it right through to a functioning machine. So that's quite fun too.
That's amazing. And what would be your sort of advice to people who are there sitting at home? Hey, what's the way that you would motivate someone to come and get involved with such a thing?
Oh, just to know that the whole point of this is it's for people who haven't tried it before. So don't be scared. Come on in. We're very friendly. We're very ready to help anyone with any kind of enthusiasm. If you've got an idea, we can help you give it shape. If you don't have an idea, we've got kits that you can try just to have a go at using it and see if you like it. And there are workshops up on the website that you can book into for a full day or even for a three-week course, which is one night per week. Or there's weekly sessions where you can just come to that one session for 2 hours, meet some other people who are interested in making stuff, have a play at one of the kits, and just see what it's all about.
Oh, wow. And where is the website that people can go to get involved with this, Leonie?
So that's the City of Sydney website. So it's cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Or you can just, in your favourite search engine, type Darling Square Library Makerspace.
That's very, very diplomatic, the way that you said your favourite search engine there.
Just in case.
Leonie, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me. Hope to see you there.
Oh, mate, the 2SER people will be in there. We'll make the digital radios. 2SER, it's available on digital radios. That'd be a perfect fit for us.
It would, it would. Excellent. Yeah. Come down and give it a try.
Make some robot arms to tune it in with and everything too.
I love it.
Here's some Ghost Funk Orchestra now from the album Song for Paul, a track called 7-8. Friday Drive to SER. Go and make something this weekend, why don't you?